Well, back to news here in the United States. There are now well over 1,000 colleges and universities that don't require the SAT or ACT scores in deciding who to admit. And that number is growing every year. According to a new major study, test scores are of so little value in predicting student performance in college, maybe they shouldn't be required at all. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
The study's key finding is this. Colleges that don't require SAT and ACT scores enroll and graduate a higher proportion of low-income and first-generation students and more racial and ethnic minorities. Students who don't submit their test scores often outperform those who do.
Absolutely.
Steve Syverson is an assistant vice chancellor at the University of Washington, Basel, and co-author of the study.
When a college considers going test optional, one of the first reactions that people, including alumni, feel is that the college will be admitting less qualified students. But our research clearly demonstrates that these students graduate often at a higher rate than the submitters.
And that is a big deal, says Syverson. He and his fellow researchers from Bates College closely studied 28 public and private institutions that no longer require test scores and tracked about 956,000 individual student records. Students like Ian Hamowitz, a sophomore at George Washington University, a test optional school in Washington, D.C.
I know for a fact I'm the first Nicaraguan American, the first Jewish Latino that they meet.
When Ian arrived at GW, he says he looked around and asked himself, what am I doing here with kids who went to private schools and got the best education possible? He says back in New Mexico, his high school sometimes didn't even have enough teachers.
I remember, my freshman year of high school, I didn't have a math teacher. We had a year-long substitute teacher. Maybe that's why you see on my test score that I didn't really have a good grounding in math.
Ian was a straight-A student in high school, but his SAT scores were so low, he didn't think any top-tier school would accept him. Not having to submit his test scores opened the doors. To a top-selective school, no less. GW this year got 26,500 undergraduate applications from students all over the country. About 20% did not submit their test scores, which GW says has helped enroll more minorities. Still, some researchers question the impact that test optional policies have had on schools. Jack Buckley of the American Institute for Research says, sure, student diversity has improved at schools that stopped requiring test scores.
But it also increased at the same rate among those that didn't.
In other words, says Buckley, test optional schools are not any more effective in enrolling minorities than schools that still require test scores. Steve Syverson says that's not what the evidence from his study suggests.
We certainly are not arguing that everyone should abolish test scores. Test scores do have some value.
But the research shows that tests can be an obstacle, not just for students who don't test well, says Syverson, but for underserved, underrepresented minorities. His team's findings show you can admit pretty good students by looking at something other than test scores, and GW is a good example.
Our experience when they come to college is actually that their high school performance predicts their college performance extremely well.
Forrest Maltzman is GW's provost and chief academic officer.
Whatever worked for them in high school, that competitiveness spirit, that work ethic, tends to work for them in college. And the test isn't getting at this. I wanted to show you this chart. And
Maltzman pulls out several color-coded charts showing that students who got into GW with high test scores performed no better as freshmen and sophomores than those who got in without submitting their test scores.
And so the added value of test scores in predicting performance today is really very, very minimal. One of the best things that these tests match up with is actually family income.
And that, says Syverson, is consistent with his team's findings. But he cautions, test optional policies are no panacea. They're just another way to make college more accessible.
If an institution wants to do a better job of serving traditionally underserved populations, test optional can provide a very useful tool.
Whether institutions use it or not, says Syverson, depends on their commitment to that goal. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.